Hello, welcome back again. Welcome. For another joint on the Mother's Month. We ain't doing Mother's Day, we're doing Mother's Month. We're gonna do it like I do it for my birthday, you know, I celebrate the whole month or two. And it's Dr. Asia's show. I'm the interviewer, and we're getting down to this.
Welcome to the Colors of Relationships podcast. I'm your host, Cedric Weatherspoon, licensed marriage and family therapist.
And I'm Dr. Asia King, licensed professional clinical counselor. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the show.
Now, Doc, now you said I can reach and I can ask. Yeah, I can ask anything in the context of what it's like, you know, in the context of mothers. So, did you really mean that, first of all? Because I'm going to go there.
Look, I ain't going to say nothing I don't mean. So, if it come out my mouth, that's the word, Bird.
Okay. Mothers and dating. Dating is hard already as it is in the 2G and the 2000 and the new millennial, whatever we got going on. Now, being a mother and dating. Now, previous episode, you talk about how your sons were bodyguards. So now, how do you lead the bodyguards home and really break down? How do mothers date? How do you date a mom?
How do you date a mother? Oh, my God. So I once met a guy, or I'll just speak to just several guys.
Don't say any names.
I'm not. Oh, trust me. I don't remember anybody's name at this point. And, you know, you always start with like, hey, how you doing? You know, the casual conversation or whatnot. And that whole piece of, well, what are you doing this weekend? And, you know, my response has been, I kind of have to see, I have to look at my schedule. You know, things are busy. Okay. And then, you know, you put that out there because I always tell people, tell guys, I have children. I never give any names. I do give ages. So, you know, I ain't got no babies. I've got like young adult boys. And anytime I tell a man that I have boys that are older, 16, 11, they're like, oh, you got some young men. It's always that piece of like, I can't just jump up and go. Like, I don't have a jump up and go life.
Yeah.
We have to plan. You have to plan to be with me. And no, you cannot come to my house. Ooh, my God. No. Can I come over? No.
What?
No.
Not even, stand outside?
No. You can't come in my house. No. I got to know you for a while before you could step foot through this threshold, because I don't like my kids to just meet just anybody, especially if I'm not serious about you. So time is an essence. You can't meet my kids. And then culturally, some cultures really do value family. I mean, not to say, you know, not everybody does, but some cultures really do. Like, I know African culture, they really do embrace like family. So I'll have guys that be like, they've never met my kids, don't even know the names of my kids. And they'll be like, how are your children? And it's like, they're fine.
That's kind of weird. Do you find that a weird question?
You like know what? I did at first, but once I saw that was a question across the culture, I was like, that's just what they ask, you know, how it is. So, you know, and I don't go into details about their lives. I just, they're fine, you know. But dating as a single mom, it is hard. It's hard. It's hard.
So this is my follow-up question. I've always been curious about this as a man. Yeah. So you got comfortable, you got this guy, and it's like, okay, it's time for you to meet my kids. And y'all sitting down at the table, who gets the first plate? Who you wait on first?
Wait. Who waits on?
So now you cook. So you cooking, you're cooking and you say, I'm cooking for my family, and you're a traditional mother now. It's like, okay, I'm feeding okay. family from a traditional standpoint. Yeah. And it's like, I'm serving everybody up, you know. Now, who gets the first plate? Who gets the chicken? Who get the breast? If you're dating, we ain't talking about the other party. If you're dating, he's new on the set, and he just
you know
your
what?
Kids.
Said that's not a good question to ask me. Yeah, the way I serve the food, the way I serve the food is, hey, y'all come get it.
So that is an answer. So instead of serving anybody having an order to it, you say, hey, y'all come get it.
You know what? Usually I'm standing at the stove. I got however many plates we have. And whoever comes down first gets their plate first.
Wow. That's a good strategy. You know, because you know, in some relationships and some women would say, I'm gonna wait on the man first. I'm gonna make he's the head of the household now. Mm-hmm. Let me get him a plate. Now, see, that might, you know, you might get some backlash from that because some people would like, if that's gonna be your man, you gotta put him first. And others would be like, ain't nobody eating before my kids. You know that's
whoever comes and gets their plate first is the one who eats first.
See, that's a good, I'm loving that. I love that strategy. You take that narrative out of the picture because you know, as a therapist, that's a power dynamic in some cultures. No, our culture, that can be a power dynamic. Right. Where some men be like, hey, I want you to wait on me first. You're my partner. You're my wife. These kids secondary. Some men may not look at it that way either. They might say, okay, let's see if she wait on me and wait on the kids. Who's coming first? Because in the mind, you may have this person might have a pecking order. Might be like, okay, especially if it's boys in the house. It's like, okay, CJ get the big piece of chicken and I didn't. I get a wing. What's up? Oh, at your house, it ain't going to be in the chicken serve, by the way.
Why? We got chicken. What you talking about?
Hey, do you know I've been in your house and I've seen, like, me and your sons have sat down and had a conversation about your juicing thing. So just for the record, unless
I have
chicken, unless we have a chicken juice.
Let's be clear. You and them talked about no snacks. I don't have any Twinkies and chips and fruit punches and all that. If you're gonna eat, you're gonna eat a meal.
So the person who's dating their mother has to be a juicing, non-snack.
They got the light couscous.
Oh, Lord. you better work. I hope you find that person because I don't know a lot of
you got a light couscous and jasmine rice and a good salmon baked, you know. You got to like healthy food around here. You do.
Salmon based crepes.
There you go.
A little bit of sugar.
No. But I mean, the thing is that even when I was married, because I was married for like, 13, 14 years or something like that. Even when I was married, like there wasn't that piece in there. It wasn't like serve me first. Like I would bring two plates at a time. So one would go to the husband, other one go to the child. The other plate would go to the other child. Now, what I did do was I made sure everybody was straight before I ate. So they would be situated. So I'm getting drinks, I'm getting forks, I'm getting spoons, and I do find myself that if something's missing at the kitchen table, I'm going to get up and get it. So I serve in that way, but no, ain't no first plate going to go to the man and then the second oldest and the third oldest. We gonna, you know.
I'm country for real.
Look, I got three plates here. Who coming? Y'all hungry? How much you want?
See, I'm a little bit, just a little bit older than you. So, you know, that's kind of old country value. So, well, I'm growing up and I'm learning. So now you said this other piece. You said I don't let everybody. What is it a timeline when you let men that you're dating meet your children?
Mm-hmm.
What's the timeline?
I don't know. It's like I don't know. Timeline, it really is, it's comfortable when I'm comfortable because I'm not, oh, Lord. I'm not like 6 months, a year, nothing like that. But if I know it's not anything that's going anywhere, I don't let you meet my kids. Mm-hmm. And usually you can tell that like within the first week. You can tell that in the first conversation.
I don't like kids. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I meet my kids.
I can't stand children. There you go. You know, well, I had one guy was like, I want more kids. All right. That's out the question. You know,
I'm out.
I'm out. I'm done, you know, or for the ones who are like, you know, I see my, because really I don't date anyone whose kids are younger than mine. So you got like a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old. No, I want someone whose kids are just as old as mine, because when mm-hmm. mine are done, I'm out of here.
We're done. We're going to Cancun or whatever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We're free.
You still got child support on your butt and all that. No, boo. But, you know, it's just really about just feeling the guy out. And, you know, they've met a couple of guys that I've talked to, but for the most part, it's not. You know what? I'll say this. I haven't really put myself out there to date because it just feels, I don't know, this world feels so dangerous. It just feels so dangerous to date right now. So I throw myself into my career and I really don't.
Oh, man.
I know.
I was looking for the good stuff. Now I'm going to fire it back to you. Online dating.
Oh.
So is it a mother site where if it is a mother site, and this is a quick one, I might have to drop this on the Black Podcasting Network, but as as someone who has a Black mother's online dating site. Mm-hmm. So have you dated anybody that you pulled off? What is it? Tinder, Facebook, Plenty of Fish, Snapback, all those things. Twitter. Can you pick somebody up on Twitter? Oh.
Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-uh. No, I've talked to guys off of Plenty of Fish. And if you want, like, some of the worst fish, go on to Plenty of Fish.
We don't.
My sister, Kamari, told me, she said, don't you go back on Plenty of Fish anymore. Don't you? Because it's the same guys. I guarantee you, if I get on there now, there's going to be guys that were on there 3 years ago. And it's like, what is up with you that you are still on this website? And they have the same picture, the same profile. I'm like,
it's like buying, you know, when you buy the house and you look how long it's been on the market.
Right. There like, you go.
What is wrong with
what
you?
What is wrong with this house? What is wrong with this house? This house has been on the market about 5 years. What is it? it's haunted.
No, the plumbing is ripped out of it.
All the plumbing ain't got no roof. You see the front ain't got no back. You know what I'm saying? So, no, like, online dating is so sketchy. It is so sketchy. If you want to really date online, you got to, like, you got to go to those more high-profile dating sites, which cost money, because Plenty of Fish is, like, free. Who?
Is a match.com.
Yeah, match.com.
Meet black people.
No.
Black people meet.
Black people date.
No hating on black people's meet. You know, it's black owned. I never hate on a black business. But, you know, that's a place.
But the thing is that you will find the same guys that hop from dating site to dating site to dating site to dating site. And, you know, you'll see the same profile on those other profiles. So I think dating online is not, but how else are you going to find anybody? Because at this point, everybody's online, and meeting folks at like the mall and the grocery store is like, yeah.
So you can't pick nobody up at the liquor store or like grocery store, Michael's.
You know what? If you find a man at the liquor store, if you find a man at the liquor store, what is he doing there?
Trying to get his check cashed.
Whoa. Wait a minute. If you are at the liquor store trying to get your... There are so many red flags right there. Why are you at the liquor store trying to get your check cashed? As a grown man, do you not have a bank account?
They might be in a hurry and they need cash right away. They don't want to go to the bank.
Well, what's the hurry? Because a grown man can pull from the ATM.
Everybody don't do things the way you do, Doc.
It's saying stop it. I can't with you right now. All I know is that dating online is difficult. And I think if you're going to do it like well, you do have to invest, which means that you probably have to pay for a subscription. And you got to be willing to like date outside your city. So, you know, long distance dating might be a thing, you know.
That's a no, Bruno.
Why?
I'm just saying, but I'm on to my next question. I won't get in that conversation because it will definitely be in this thing a long time. So I got this good one. This is a better one. So now if I'm a woman and I'm dating and you have these blended families and it doesn't seem to be working out right. Mm-hmm. And so how do you, let me take that question away. I got a better one. Mm-hmm. How do you balance? You found somebody you like, they have kids, you have kids. Voila, is other people attached to those kids. How do a dating woman balance between that person they're dating relationship with their ex-partner? And how do that your partner that you have now balance that relationship with your ex-partner? Now, I know everybody want to know about that one. I mean, we ain't got nothing but a few more minutes, but if you can just sum that up in one time, or we can follow up next episode, but let's try to get it now. Let's see how good you are.
You know what? For me, that's why I like to date guys that have older kids. So if you got a 16-year-old, you've had 16 years to decide where you are with the mother of that child. When your baby is like one, it's too close. It's too close. Like y'all still trying to figure stuff out. Like it's too close. So to me, how he describes their visitations, or, you know, like I had a guy tell me one time, you know, we broke up. It was nobody's fault, you know, nobody to pick out in particular. We both just, you know, we were growing up. She's a great woman. She takes wonderful care of my kids. You know, I get them every other weekend and we just do it like that. She's got a man and I'm just trying to work and do it. For me, I'm like, okay, you know, that's all right. That's all right to me because it's like, you're respecting where she is. Now, if I have a guy and I've had guys that just completely dog out the mother of their children, red flag. He's horrible. Like red flag, because you don't do that. I don't care what I went through with my ex-husband. You're never going to know what we went through. Mm-hmm. Anytime I describe, you know, being married, I just say, you know, we had a marriage. We tried our best and we were young and we had to grow up in ourselves. He's a great father. He does wonderful for our kids. But, you know, we just moved our separate ways. And I leave it at that. You know, I don't tell him what's going on with my life. He doesn't tell me what's going on with his life. Just take care of the kid. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great.
When I hear it like that from a guy's perspective, then I'm like, okay. But usually, you know, that part may be good and he's just still a total
something. Yes.
Something.
We ain't male bashers. We're uplifting mothers, not putting male men down.
So. I didn't say anything. No.
Mm-hmm. I want to put that out there because I know how you'll get on your tans and it'll just turn. Oh, and he just ain't no good. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you serious right now? You have never, ever, ever heard me talk bad about anybody I've ever talked to. Never.
Yeah.
That tell the truth. Hey, I'll tell you, shame the devil.
Hey, we all are human and we're not perfect.
Y'all don't listen to Sid. He has never heard me talk bad about a guy I've ever talked to. He can't even name one guy I've ever talked to.
I've heard you say some pretty phenomenal stuff that's uplifting.
Are you serious?
But also, the stuff you say just cut to the bone. That's it. Man, did you really say that about? And I'm a man too. I was like, damn, I wonder what she's saying about me behind my back.
Okay. But anyway. All right. Y'all, this man don't even know my dad. Mm-hmm. Said, you know what? All right. I'm going to let you have it. I don't male bash.
We're elevating the mothers now. We're not trying to do truth or dare. So we're going to live in truth. You're a phenomenal mother. Thank you so much for the insight. Oh, this is so wonderful. But you know, this month, we have a beautiful treat for you guys. We're looking at mothering from a unique perspective. I don't want to give it to you, but you know, we're looking at it from, we're thinking outside the box. We're going to have Dr. Asia and a friend of mine. We're getting together and we're going to let Dr. Asia just be her normal self. And y'all going to really get to know Dr. Asia on a higher level. I mean, out of this world. That's just a hint, but she's going to take it there spiritually and from a universal thing. I'm going to be so glad to be a part of that show because I'm going to learn a lot and you're going to learn a lot too. So it's a wrap. What are our takeaways? Give me some quick takeaways. And don't take all day this time because last time it was like,
minutes? Don't do that. Yeah. Oh my goodness, y'all. I don't know why I said it's clown in this episode. That's okay. I'm going to get on my back.
Because I get to sit back and be the observer. I can.
That's right. Because Father's Day is next month, so you'll be able to see. But anyway, takeaways are dating is hard, period. Being selective is more, you got to be more selective because you got kids to protect. Not everybody is going to meet my kids. Online dating is interesting. And Asia does not male bash. So there you go.
I know you got to have the last word. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in and enjoy your commute. And these are some beautiful, we like to chop things up. We're trying to focus to the community, the 20 or the 30 minute commuter. You can binge coming home or going to work or going to lunch. So
coming home, going to lunch.
Doing it all. All right, y'all, take care. And thank you for being listening to us. And look us up on our social media sites and make sure that you're tuning in to us and being engaged. Hey, we'd love to respond to some of your stuff. And we appreciate the folks who have responded and we responded. And we also appreciate those folks who are sharing our podcast with people because, you know, we're kind of global like that. All right. I'll see y'all next time. Be well.
See ya.
Be sure to find us on Facebook at Colors of Relationships. Follow us on Instagram at The Colors of Relationships. And find us on Twitter at The COR Podcast.